Now, on Sydney Live with Ben Fordham, the big guns, Andrew Bolt.
Nothing would surprise me anymore.
And Graham Richardson.
Richard. How do you sit here on a show like this, at a time like this, and say something nice?
Thanks to Winston, bringing you a quiet word from the wise. Experts in blinds, shutters, awnings and crimpsafe. Call for a free design, measure and quote today.
Every Monday afternoon we catch up with the big guns, Andrew Bolt and Graham Richardson. Richo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you both and to the listeners.
Mr. Bolt, good afternoon to you, sir.
And to both of you and everyone listening.
A car has flipped on the corner of the Great Western Highway and Pendle Way at Pendle Hill for my listeners in that part of Sydney. Now, Pauline Hanson is threatening to go on strike. She's saying that she won't support any federal government legislation until the Queensland sugar dispute is resolved. Now, I know that her goals may be worthy, and Scott Morrison says that they're on track to sorting that out anyway with the sugar farmers, but does she lose credibility when she pretty much goes on strike, Andrew, to say, I won't let anything pass just because of this one issue? Don't you think that you're sending the wrong message to voters that you've clocked off and not doing your job?
Well, I think that's correct. Unfortunately, she's not even the only one doing it. Nick Xenophon has done much the same. His issue being electricity security, particularly for South Australia. The problem here is you've got a bunch of senators, crossbenchers, hogging the headlines and by issuing, in fact, blackmail-type demands, my issue or no issue. And the problem is, of course, that much as you might think the cane farmers of Queensland or South Australia's power supply are very important issues, they're essentially state issues, both of them. And the greater issue facing us all is the country is going broke, and neither of them seems to be prepared at this stage, while they've got their other issues front of their mind, to be helping to address that.
Yeah, Xenophon and Hanson might be playing to a local audience, Richo, on power issues and also on sugar issues, but I just think from a national point of view, with all of the issues that we're facing as a nation, and Andrew's just touched on that, I just don't think it's a mature look when you say, I'm not going to do my job, I'm not going to consider legislation, forget about company tax cuts or anything else. Until you do this one thing, I'm on strike.
Yeah, I think it's dangerous. It's not only something that's outrageous, it's really dangerous. Now, you've got to think about this. We're now being held hostage to a handful of people who are representative of a very small section of Australia. While Xenophon might get 23% of the vote in South Australia, that's a tiny percentage of the vote overall. And I think we've got to be very careful about this. At some point, you've got to draw a line through it. Mm. Now, what I hope happens, particularly in the case of Hanson, is that people simply wake up to her and walk away. And I think there's some evidence that is at least beginning to happen. But what she's discovered is the more outrageous she is, the more publicity she gets. Just think about this. She gets as much publicity as Malcolm Turnbull.
Mm. Well, I reckon Pauline Hanson would have been on this radio station 45 times at a guess in 2017, and the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull maybe 3 or 4.
Exactly, and that's the same in all the radio stations and television stations. She's available all the time, not so much for one-on-one interviews, but she's available for statements to a crowd.
Sure.
And boy, does she play on it.
The Fairfax Ipsos poll out today is not good reading for the Turnbull government. Labor now holds a thumping 10-point lead over the coalition in two-party preferred, 55-45. News poll last week was seen as a bit of a boost for the coalition, and some thought it was a bit unusual. The news poll last week had the two-party preferred with the coalition on 48 to the Labor 52, but then again, they're still behind. I don't think that they'd be too encouraged by this poll today, the Fairfax Ipsos poll, Andrew. But then again, they shouldn't have got too carried away with the bump last week from news poll, should they?
That's absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct. Because the previous news poll was where this now Ipsos poll is 45 to 55 behind, as in absolute landslide territory. There's a third poll we can point to that was last week, Essential, also 45 to 55. The government's in that terrible position where they and their media boosters are looking for any inflection, any happenstance, any, omen that they've suddenly, they're on the right track and it's all sweet and you can forget about all that leadership rubbish, which means the very next correction, bang, you look like, all the air goes out of the balloon. That's where they are now. And the problem now is not so much what should they do now, is but rather, even if they did the right thing now, would the public even listen?
Yeah, Richo, I'm wondering, I know that you've been pointing to the leadership problems for Malcolm Turnbull for a long time, as has Andrew, but it's when they stop listening, it's that moment when you feel, hang on, they've stopped listening here, when it really creates the death wobbles. They were interested, it seems, for a short time in the snowy Hydro 2.0, but the honeymoon on that disappeared pretty quickly. Have they stopped listening yet to Malcolm Turnbull, or is the audience still there if he was to start saying the right things?
Well, I think if he stood for something, there'd be an audience, but he still doesn't really. I think it's penalty rates is the dividing issue. I mean, there is a case for saying you should diminish penalty rates, but he won't make it. The only thing he'll say is the independent umpire recommends it. Mm. He won't actually fight for the cause that his whole party believes in. If you won't fight for what you believe in, what are you worth, really?
Speaking of fights, Australia could soon be in the firing range of North Korea, we're told today. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has been told that North Korea had developed its rocket technology to the point that Australia would soon be within range of a nuclear strike. The US General Vincent K. Brooks, the commander of UN and US forces in South Korea, has delivered this stark warning to Julie Bishop. Andrew, do we need to be worried?
Well, we do need to be worried, but not just because a rocket could be lobbed on us, although with North Korea's technology, it could either hit us or California. They're not quite sure. Mm. You don't know where it's going to go. But I'm more interested. This has actually been speculated for quite some time. In fact, it's not far from the first. Mm. And I just wonder why Julie Bishop thought, hey, listen, let me just announce this now, just drop it apropos, not much. I wonder whether she's feeling relevance deprivation, wants to get the Iron Maiden thing out. But, because of the leadership where it is, It's not new. And North Korea is more likely to bomb. I can draw up a long, long list of countries that will come before us.
Yeah. Australia wouldn't be high on the list, we wouldn't think, Richo, for Kim Jong-un.
No, of course it's not. I think people are getting pretty desperate to make this the big issue. Look, I have no doubt that the day will come when they'll have a weaponry system capable of hitting Australia. I don't think they have now. I think there's some time to go. They couldn't hit the Sea of Japan last week. So, and that's what they live in. So I don't think we've got too much to worry about as yet. But I think the whole world has to worry about a maniac when he's got that sort of power and access to ballistic missiles. If he was to have a go at Japan, what happens then? It doesn't have to be Australia for it to be very dangerous.
Yeah, a bit of flexing going on at the moment. Andrew, the Bolt Report tonight. Who's on?
Peter Credlin, among other things, but we're going to have... Do you remember that documentary the ABC won last year that panicked the Turnbull government into holding a Royal Commission into juvenile justice?
Yeah, Don Dale, yeah.
Red hot. That now is so falling to bits, makes the government look stupid and the ABC very poor indeed, very poor.
We'll see that tonight, and Richo will read you in The Australian this week. I'm loving your frequent columns in The Australian. It used to be once a week. Now we're getting you, three times a week?
Three times a week now, yeah. I like it, mate. It's fun writing.
When too much Richo is never enough, and we'll see you on Sky News Friday night. Thank you both.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Good on you. Andrew Bolt and Graham Richardson, they're the big guns. They join us every Monday.